Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayetze, Tavshin Samach Zayin. So for the for this week's speech here, we're going to learn a medrash in the beginning of the parsha, and the way the Beis Halevi understands this medrash. And a very important yesod that we could learn from it. The pasuk in the beginning of the parasha says, "Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shova, vayelech harana." Yaakov goes out, he leaves his parents' house. We know he's told by Yitzchok to go find a shidduch. He's told from his mother Rivka to go, to get away from Esav. So he leaves, Vayetzi Yaakim Be'eshova Yevelech Charana. So the Medrash says, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman Pasach. It means Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, he opened up. That means when he used to give his drasha on Parshas Vayetzi, this is how he started. This is what he started with. With a pasuk in Tehillim. Shir La Malais Esa Einai El Hehorim. Familiar perek. Shir LaMa'aleis. This is a song that David sang. Esa Eina El HaHorim. I'm lift up my eyes to the mountains. This says you don't read it HaHorim, but you could read it Esa Eina El HaHorim. I will lift up my eyes to the HaHorim. Who are the HaHorim? Two HaHorims. L'malafonai u'l'mabadonai. To those who are my teachers, l'malafonai, those who teach me. So HaHorim could be a lashon of Hira, to teach. Ulamavadonai, those who gave birth to me, to my parents. So Esa Eina El HaHorim, I will look to my teachers and I will look to my parents. The Medrash continues, as the Pasuk continues, May Ayin Yavoi Ezri, from where is my help going to come? So the understanding here is that Yaakov Avinu was thinking this in his mind when he went out from Be'er Shava, when he went out to find his Shidduch. This is what he was thinking. He was thinking this pasuk, Shir LaMa'aleis Esa Eina El HaHorim. I'm going to look to my Horim, I'm going to look to my parents, my Rebbeim, how they taught me, what they taught me to do. But then he had a problem, where is my Ezer going to come from? As the Mefarshim say, Ezer, where is my help going to come from? But in this case, where is my Ezer Kenegdai going to come from? Esa Le Ezer Kenegdai, where is his mate going to come from? What was the problem? What was he so worried about? Let him go at it. Let him go attempt to find the shidduch. What's Yaakov Avinu worried about? So the Medrash says this is what happened. Eliezer b'shasho halach lavi es Rivka. When Eliezer went to find the shidduch for Yitzchak, and he went to bring Rivka, Mak Sivbe, what does it say concerning Eliezer? It says, Vayikach ho'eved asara gemalim. What did he have? He had 10 camel full loads of zahav and Tachshitim and begodim. He had clothing, he had gifts, he had gold. He had actually all of Avram Avinu's wealth was given to Yitzchak after the shidduch would be made. And he had that in hand, which means he came with a nice amount of money to the table to get a shidduch for Yitzchak. V'ani, and Yaakov Avinu says, me, loy nezem echod v'leit somedek, I have not even one ring, I don't even have one bracelet, I'm coming empty handed. So he was distraught with this fact. He said, how am I going to get my shidduch? How am I going to get my help? Where's my help going to come from? I have nothing. I'm bereft of any money or any jewelry to bring a prospective girl. So the Medrash then says, well, why didn't he have anything? What happened? Why did Yaakov not have anything? Eliezer did have. Rabbi Chanina Omar Gedud Sholchai. Indeed, Yitzchak Avinu sent him out empty-handed. Why did he send him empty-handed? So the Mefarshim may explain, because he was worried that if he would send him with a nice amount of riches, that Esav Avinu would find out, Esav HaRasha would find out, and go after him, and steal it. And who knows what else he would do to him. If he said, you know, let me send him out empty-handed, he doesn't have anything, just the socks and the clothing on his back, and this for Esav won't bother running after him. That's one shot. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, no, actually, Shilachim, really, Yitzchak Avinu sent him laden with money that he would need. Elisham, but Esav would not let him. But Esav went and took it. We know the Medrash, it wasn't Esav, it was Eliphaz that stole it. He took all his money. So he comes to the house of Lavan, which he was supposed to go to, and he comes empty-handed, and he looks up and he says, Esa ein Elohim. I should look to my parents, I look to my Rebbeim Eliezer, what did he do? He came with a lot of money, and that's how he came to attempt to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. And I'm coming empty-handed. Either he didn't have, or was taken away. So that's what he was very distraught about, and that's what he said to me, Ayin Yavei Ezri. Where is my Ezri going to come from? Then Chazav Omar, then Yaakovina thought about it, and he said, one second, Mo'ana Moivid Savri Min Baryi. He says, am I really so distraught, and I have no help Min Baryi from my Creator? Chas V'Sholom. I'm not lost at all. I'm not distraught at all from the hand of Hashem. Ella Ezri Me'im Hashem. That's the end of the pasuk. So again, Shila Malos Esa Ein Elohim. We hear the Medrash explains Elohim to his parents or his teachers, which is Eliezer in this case. He wanted to follow in his way, and then he said Ezri Me'ayin Yavei Ezri, and he thought to himself, Ezri mi Hashem, that the Ezri will come from Hashem. So in other words, this is what Chazal looked into Yaakov Avinu's thought. How would they know what Yaakov Avinu's thinking? Right? He was traveling on the road. What was he thinking? I don't know. He was thinking about Baba Basra, about the Baba Kama. Who knows? Thinking about the Parsha. That's what he was thinking. No, but Chazal knew with Ruach HaKodesh, no, this is what Yaakov Avinu was thinking. And there was a point where he was frustrated, he was actually distraught, he was despondent, Mayayin Yavei Ezri, because I saw this what Eliezer did, and then he says, Ezri Me'am Hashem, and he calmed himself down. So what happened over here, sort of, what was his Havamina, what was his Maskana, what was his thought at first, and he was worried about it, and then he concluded himself, no, he doesn't have to worry. So this is the Beis Halevi explaining this Medrash, this is what he writes, but we're going to give it with a little Hasidish twist, something that the Baal Shem Tov said. Beis Halevi should forgive us. There's a pasuk that we say every day in davening. Baruch HaGever, Asher Yivtach B'Hashem, V'Hoyi Hashem Yivtachai. What does that mean?
Trust in Hashem, and Hashem will trust in you.
Okay. Baruch HaGever, Asher Yivtach B'Hashem. So we're praising a person who has bitachon in Hashem. Baruch HaGever praises a person Asher Yivtach B'Hashem, which trusts in Hashem. V'hoya Hashem Yivtachai, and that
Hashem will be his
bitach. Isn't that redundant? Praise is one who trusts in Hashem, and Hashem should be his bitach, which means he has bitach in Hashem. It's just repeating itself.
You have to work on it.
Okay, agreed. You have to work on it.
It's easy to have
bitachon
when you get $200,000 in the bank. Have it when you have nothing in the bank.
Okay, but how do you see
that
in this
pasuk?
The first meaning, what's in the...
First is trust. First is trust,
and the second is security. So this is the way the Baal Shem Tov explained it. Okay, you'll see the explanation. You say maybe your pshat will fit into the pasuk as well. Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach B'Hashem. That's the first level of bitachon. First level of bitachon is that a person knows he has to go to his geshäft, he has to go to his practice, he goes to his business, or he makes a business deal, or he has to, if it's not even money related, he has to go convince somebody of something, or he has to go to find a shidduch for himself, for his child. So Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach B'Hashem. We praise a person who has bitachon in Hashem. People have bitachon Hashem. They know they have to put in their hishtadlus. They have to put in the necessary effort to go find a shidduch, to make the business deal, to accomplish something, to give a speech, to give a shiur, anything. You need Hashem's help. We need siyat d'shmaya. So a person goes about his business and he asks Hashem for his help for the siyat d'shmaya that he needs to be successful in this endeavor. That's the first level of Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach B'Hashem. But let's take a mashal of two people. You have Reuven, who trusts in Shimon. So Reuven is the Beiteach. He's Beiteach in Shimon. He trusts Shimon that through this deal, he will benefit. Shimon is the mavtiach. Shimon is the one that gives the promise and puts the confidence in Reuven that this deal will be good for him. And then Shimon says, I have a product to sell you. And if I sell you this product, Reuven, you should trust in me that you'll be able to sell this product for a profit and you'll make money. So Reuven is the baiteach, Shimon is the mavtiach, and then there's a third thing, and that is the product itself. The product itself is what we call the mivtach, and is the thing that the two of them are having bitachon over. Reuven trusts in Shimon. Shimon says, have trust in me. And have trust in what? In this item. In this mivtach. And this, I'm going to sell you this product. You take this product, you'll be able to sell it for a big profit, and you'll make money. Reuven trusts Shimon. Shimon promises Reuven. And the promise is over what? Over this mivtach. So the first level is Baruch HaGev Asher Yiftach B'Hashem. The person has bitach in Hashem. He's the baiteach. He's baiteach in Hashem. He trusts Hashem. And Hashem is bavtiach. He hopes that Hashem will make him successful. But what is the mivtach? Well, the mivtach is whatever. I'm a doctor, so I trust in my practice. I'm a businessman. I trust in the, I'm going to buy low and sell high. Or whatever a person is, whatever his endeavor is in, he thinks, well, listen, I could do the hishtadlus in this area, and then I trust in Hashem that he will make it successful. Says the Baal Shem, a second level is, not only Baruch HaGev Asher Yiftach, not only does he trust in Hashem that in the hishtadlus that he's doing, Hashem will make it successful, but even V'hoya Hashem Mivtachoy, that even the Mivtach will also be Hashem. In other words, not only do I trust in Hashem that what I'm dealing with, that will be successful. No, I'm putting in my ishtadlus. Now, what will be successful here? Oh, that, even the mivtach, even the item that I think is going to prove to be successful, that is going to sort of bring me my success, that also I trust in Hashem. So now we'll explain it, how the Beis Halevi explains it into this medrash, and we'll become a little clearer. Yaakov Avinu said, "Esa ena lohirim." I have to go look. How do you go find the shidduch? Well, the first thing I know is Eliezer took out a promissory note from the bank, and he said, "Listen, this is what Yitzchak has in the bank." So any prospective girl said, "That's pretty good. You know, we're already starting ahead of the game. Very nice." So Yaakov Avinu said, "Well, that's what I should be doing." In other words, the necessary ishtadlus over here would be what? Would be to come with jewelry, to come with clothing, to come with bracelets and gold, and like Eliezer did. But then he saw, one second, I don't have that. Either was taken away or was never sent with that. He says, I don't have that. So may I and Yahweh Ezra, where's my Ezra going to come? How am I going to be successful in this endeavor of finding a shidduch? Or my endeavor in doing this business deal? Or anything else? Then he came to the conclusion, no, you know what? There's a second level. There's a higher level of bitachon. The higher level of bitachon is Ezri Miyam Hashem. That even without any item there, without any mivtach over there, V'hoy Hashem Mivtachoy. Yaakov Avinu came to the second level of bitachon, the higher level of bitachon, V'hoy Hashem Mivtachoy. Hashem is my mivtach. What's the item I need? I think I need something. Because I think I need, and it is in this case, what's my ishtadlus to find the shidduch? Well, I have to come to the table and show, listen, I have this amount to bring to the table for the shidduch. And because of that, they'll be happy and they'll agree to the shidduch. When he realized he didn't have that, he realized, you know what, Hashem is putting me through this test and saying, I want you to trust in me even if you don't have that item. Even if you can't come to the table with this, still you should know that Hashem could help you.
But he does get a job and work for Lavan for 15 years.
Exactly. And that's where his help come from. And he came with nothing. He came with nothing. He says, I don't really have anything to offer. All I have to offer is myself. Could you give me a job? And he was overjoyed. Sure, because you're my family. I'll give you Rachel. I'll give you Leah, Bilhah, Zilpah. He gets everybody. And indeed, it works out for him. And then after 20 years, he comes back. And he has his wives and he has the Shvatim. Indeed. So this idea is underscored by another Yusei that we have. And certainly this is a second tier, a second level, a higher level of bitachon. Halavai, all of us should have the level of bitachon that even the hishtadlus that we do, we realize it's only because Hashem's help that anything becomes successful. But the second level is that a person shouldn't even trust the area of ishtadlus that he's doing and the effort that he's putting in. He should not even trust that, but it should be v'hoy Hashem miftachai, the miftach, the thing that he's working on. He thinks this is why I'm successful because I put my effort into here, and then should have Hashem made it successful. A person shouldn't even trust in that. Why? Because really, we'll see. Reb Chaim Shalevitz explains it from a Chazal, a Gemara. That a person thinks that he has to put in his ishtadlus, whether it's a knas from Adam Arishon that we have to work in order to earn money, or even in areas that not for making money, in areas of shidduchim, what the parsha is talking about, or trying to convince somebody, you're trying to talk to somebody. A person thinks, I put in my ishtadlus, and then in that area where I put my ishtadlus, I daven Hashem that he should make it successful. But a person should realize, no, it could be that a person will put his effort into A, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, you know, I'm going to bring your success from B. You'll work over here, and the success will come from somewhere else. And in Shidduchim, that's where, like, the famous Medrash is actually also in this week's parasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and what has he been doing till then? From then until now? He's Yeshiv Mazavik Zivugim. He's making Shidduchim the whole time. That's all he has to do, just make Shidduchim. Right? I mean, is there a shidduch happening every split second? No. So the pshat is, as the Chazon Ish, others explained, that there's more to going into a shidduch than just the lachayim. This one has to go here, go to this place, and this one has to go to that school, and this one has to ask for information from that person. Because Baruch Hu is all orchestrating all of this. And where is it seen so apparently that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating everywhere, everything? That's in shidduch. A person, when the shidduch is made, oh my goodness, this happened, and this Hashgacha brought this. Then all of a sudden people start believing in God. Either because they're having a hard time finding a shidduch, so they start believing God more, or because they see all the Hashgacha brought this. And as that's what the Medrash means, where is it so apparent nowadays, since HaKadosh Baruch created the world, where is it so apparent Hashgacha brought this in everything? That's by shidduchim. But the truth is, it's in everything. So that's the same thing with shidduch. Person looks like we're going to shidduch, and he's saying, this is going to work out. He tricks out this one. He puts an effort in, and all of a sudden, from left field comes another shidduch, and that's the right one. Person puts his investment in one place, and his success comes from another place. That's the pshat Reb Chaim Shalevitz said in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos, Davches, Godol Hanena Miyegia Kapov, Yoiser Miyari Shamayim. Greater is one who invests his own effort in Yegia Kapov, he invests energy into making a dollar, he is greater than a Yoreh Shemayim. Why? Shnemi Yegia Kavecha Ki Seichel Ashrecha V'Tevlach Ashrecha V'Doylem Azeh V'Tevlach L'Beylem Abah, which doesn't say about a Yoreh Shemayim. So what does that mean? He is the Yoreh Shemayim, he learned all the books, he knows exactly how Hashem runs the world, he trusts in Hashem. The guy who is Nenem Yegei Kapov, the one who invests his energy into his business, he's in a greater level. What's the pshat? So Reb Chaim Shalevitz explains, that means he could be on a greater level. Because the person who's a Yoreh Shemayim, he knows he has to trust in Hashem. He knows that Hashem does everything. But the person who actually puts in $1 million investment into one thing, and that it didn't prove any, it did not prove successful, but yet the money came from somewhere else, he could realize that indeed it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's doing everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates his success, his parnos, his atzlacha, and Hashem will make it wherever he wants it to. That person can get to the second level of betachin, to say that not only does he beteach by Hashem, that in the investment that I make it will be successful, but he's beteach in Hashem, and Hashem is miftachai, Hashem is my miftach. Personally, we see it also in when you have to raise money for a mesa, for an institution. You speak to one person and you're trying to get him to give a donation to the kollel. You're speaking to him, you want to get $1,000 from this person. You only gave a few hundred dollars in the past. And you speak to him, you try to be convincing, ooh, a good argument, and you fall short. Nope. So you think, what happened? No, it wasn't a cogent argument. I didn't do a good job at the sales pitch. It didn't work. The next day, all of a sudden, you get an email from somebody. We'll be sending you, someone totally unrelated, we'll be sending you some from some foundation. This just happened recently. There's someone here that could attest to it. A $2,000 check from some foundation, never heard of it, never knew of them. It came. So that's the Yegia Kapecha Ki Seichel, Godol Hanena Miyegia Kapov. You see it so clearly, if your person wants to see it. He could also say, no, well, you know, that was a good chance, that was a little luck, next time I'll try. So then a person, when he realizes that, then he realizes even when his sales pitch is successful, where is that coming from? That's coming from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. A person can have a Baruch HaGev HaShiv HaShem, he can have a level of Bitachon, and then he has a second level of Hoy HaShem Miftachai, that even in the thing that I'm dealing with, I say it could be it's not this. Hashem is my Miftach. However it's going to come, Hashem will be my Miftach. We'll end with just one nice pshat from the Chavis Das, which explains something that nobody really understood until the Nachlas Yaakov explained it. When we have that Avram Avinu, when the three visitors came to visit him, he made sure to wash their feet. We spoke about this last time. He was always very concerned about washing the feet off. Why? Because they bowed down la'avak shebaragleyim. They bow down to the dust on their feet. So they're not saying, I understand. I understand of Avodah Zarah, we don't really have a concept of what that is. Okay? But even if we don't have a concept, we can understand someone bows down to the sun because he thinks the sun is powerful. You know, it's strong. It has heat. It gives light to the world. Someone bows out to the moon. Fine, it's galaxies away. We can understand at least there's some rhyme and reason why a person would bow down to the sun, the moon, the stars. But why is someone bowing down to the avak shebaragleyim, down to the dust on their feet? What is that? Well, that's the power. That's the avodah zarah. What's the pshat? So we have a pasuk in this week's parsha, in Perek Lamed, pasuk Lamed. When Yaakov Avinu wants to leave with his family from Lavan. And Lavan says that I understand that my success came on account of you. Since you came here, I've been very successful with my with the sheep. Since Yaakov was a shepherd, and Yaakov says, "I tell you that you know Esau Shavaraticha. I worked for you, Esau Shohimikanocha Iti. How your cattle I took care of." You see, he became very successful. Hashem blessed you, liragli. What does liragli mean? To my feet. Hashem blessed you to my feet. No. So what it means, Hashem blessed you on account of me, because of me. So says the Nachsiak, if you see, ragli could also mean because of me. So what it means, they used to bow down to the avak shebaragleyim, is that their form of Avodah Zarah was that with anything that would happen, any success that would happen in their life, they would say, oh, it's the Avak Shebaraglayim. It's this reason, and cut Hashem out of the picture. And Avraham Avinu was concerned, I don't want any people like that in my house. When you cut Hashem out of the picture, really the Siba Kol HaSiba, he's the cause of everything. And you want to cut him out of the picture, I don't want that. That's what he wanted to be rid of. That's what he wanted to wash off over here. These were people who believed in this thing will be successful. This is why I was successful. This is why I got this. That he didn't want any part of Avraham Avinu. That's how he explains they were bad down to Avak Shebaraglayim. But it's the same idea. Maybe that's even a lower level of not having any bitachon. But Yaakov Avinu here in the parasha teaches us that he went out v'yetzi agmer shava. He says, "Me'ayin yavei Ezri." I don't the shtadlus that I would have liked to put in because that's what Eliezer did, and this is sort of the protocol. And this is the proper shtadlus to put in terms of getting the shidduch. "Me'ayin yavei Ezri," and he came to the second level. Says the Beis Halevi, the second level is v'yashem miftachai. That even the miftach that also is aliv tachadosh baruch hu. And his conclusion he came to him was Ezri v'yimashem. I agree.